So I've tried to do this podcast for about three times now, so hopefully today's the day. But what I wanted to do is just to really check in with everyone, apologise for not giving you some more content over the last few weeks. It's just been absolutely chaos, one thing another, and loads going on. In the office at home, it's just been a bit like that, and not really been in the mindset to get the podcast done. But it's good busy, all good busy, so today is even a particularly busy day. I'm just waiting for the lower ferry over at Dartmouth. Current time is 7:08. I missed the first, well, got to the first ferry, but it was full. It only takes 8 cars. If you Google it, the Dartmouth lower ferry, it's like something from the olden days. But it is a nice way to get over the river. But yeah, so we're really busy at the moment. Brokerage is, it's definitely been really busy. I'm sure if you'll speak to any boat brokers at the moment, they'll all tell you how busy they are, and it is busy. It is busy. I think the values at the it's busy is perhaps the lower end of the market. I think the higher end of the market isn't as busy, certainly as lower, but that's probably understandable. We're still seeing a lot of new people coming into boating. I've had two good friends of mine who both bought boats. Never had boats before, only little boats, but still they've ventured into owning a boat. So I think that's just an indication of at the moment people are really looking for something extra to do, get out on the water, get out with family. They're not doing holidays as they normally would, so it's just all a bit different. So yeah, today we've had a bit of a breakdown issue last night on Anaxipar, so I'm just heading over there to see that before the main day starts. Not quite sure what's going on, but modern technology, we're going to FaceTime Mercury UK, who have to say Barris, extremely helpful. So yeah, I spoke to them last night and they said if I can get to the boat this morning, then they will do a FaceTime with us just to see what's going on there. So hopefully nothing too serious. And then we've got a really then busy day. So we've got a 9 o'clock sea trial in Torquay on a Sea Lion F34, which we had to cancel yesterday because of the fog. One of the weather conditions I won't go out in is fog. I hate it. That's horrible. If anyone's been boating in fog before, I'm sure they appreciate it. And if Mark Taylor's listening to this, he knows I hate fog. I just think it's horrible stuff, and I avoid it at all costs. So we had to cancel that one yesterday, but we're going to do that one today at 9, so we'll just hopefully be back in Torquay by then. And then at 11-ish, we've got to take a Portofino 47 from Torquay round to Darthaven for a survey. So that will be good, really nice guy buying that. So venturing in and trading up from a 30-foot boat into a bigger boat, so that's really nice for them going up to that next stage of boating. And it's Friday, so the weather forecast in the UK today is really, really good. Warnings of a heat wave. We always seem to escape the heat waves, the high temperature down here in the southwest, but I think they're talking late 30s in the southeast of the UK, so no doubt it'll be warm here. It was a lovely drive down to Dartmouth this morning. As you came over the top of the hill, you could see the whole of the Dartmouth estuary was just filled with mist fog. So yeah, it looked really, really good. But the wind, there is a bit of breeze now, looking at the top of the trees, and it is clearing that fog away, which is good. So that's not going to cause us any issues today. So yeah, I hope everyone else that's listening to us is doing well, and whatever business you're in, you're managing to make some way. Obviously, you're listening to the press with the travel restrictions or the quarantine restrictions kicking back in for certain places. This morning it was announced that Belgium is now on the list, and I think Andorra. And I think there's some conversations about France, but time will tell. So I hope everyone's staying safe out there. We're going to carry on. We've got no boat show. So we've got no Southampton boat show this year, which is going to be so strange not to go to a boat show. It's just bizarre. But it is what it is. So we just have to go with the flow. Sunseeker London Group have opened a showcase in Poole, which is going to be absolutely fantastic. So if you are going to be anywhere near Poole, please get in contact with us. We're doing some very special days there, which include factory tours, etc., etc. So there'll be more information coming out soon on that. It's literally just been finished this week, but the Sunseeker exhibition teams and Chris Head and Alexander Harrison have all put huge amounts of effort into this. So it's going to look absolutely fantastic. And we're working with a number of brand partners on that, including Harrods. So yeah, that's going to be very, very cool. So, wish us luck today. It's not going to be the longest podcast in history, this one, but I'll keep it short and sweet. And then next week, I do promise I will try and start getting some more content. I know Mark Taylor Coxon's keen to do some more with us, so we need to do some him. He's in fine spirits at the moment. An interesting day yesterday in Torquay. We had ITV down filming for In For A Penny, In For A Pound. and they were doing some filming, and they ended up doing some stuff on the marina. So so that was a bit interesting. Mark was involved with that. So yeah, it's all go this time of year, and it's the same old thing every season. And August, it's a bit of a strange month. One minute you're really busy, the next you're quiet. Then you ask to go and help the client do something on his boat because he's using it. So it's a bit of a funny month, really. September's normally the starting point then of the boat show season. Can boat show currently still going ahead? But yeah, so we will see. So like I say, I hope everyone's staying safe, keeping well, keep busy, hope you're making some money. And if you have any questions, don't forget to go and see our Instagram account. So at Sunseeker Tom, at Axopar Tom, at One Marine as well. So One Marine, perhaps I'll do a podcast on that next week, but that's really starting to ramp up now. We've got other offices wanting to take on the One Marine concept, so that's already happening in Portugal, Portsmouth, and soon to be Mallorca, so that's keeping us busy as well. But I digress a little bit. I'll talk to you more about that on a future podcast. But yeah, thanks for listening. I appreciate all the feedback I've got from a few people recently. Really good to hear that people are actually listening to this podcast. So yeah, that's really, really good. And yeah, enjoy your weekends. If you're in the UK, I hope the heat wave is for you, and we'll speak to you soon. Thanks for now.